Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Ayin Hey, and we are 22 lines from the top of daf Ayin Dalad Amid Beis Vayivra Elokim Es Hataninim Hagdolim. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel and Miriam Bas Sara. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Reb Avram Ben Reb Aharon. So we're moving along. Third daf here in the three Agadita daf and tucked away in the middle of Maseches Bava Basra, the famous Rabbah Bar Bar Chana dafin. We are actually done with the stories related to Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, and the Gemara now is going to digress, but it's a digression from the digression. So the perek began, Hamecher Es Hasfina. The topic is, somebody sells a svina, what's included in the sale and what's excluded from the sale. We mentioned the svina, so the Gemara told the stories of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, many of which involved a svina. Once the Gemara told the stories of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, the Gemara told stories that related to other Amayura. One story, which actually involved Tanoim, the great Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, there was a mention of the Leviathan in that story, and the Gemara now is going to take the cue and present us an omid and change of Gemara that relates to the Leviathan. So we're all familiar somewhat with the Leviathan. I don't think it requires much of an introduction. In fact, after learning today's daf, the introduction to the Leviathan, I think, is today's daf, and some of the raid that Be'ezus Hashem we're going to get to at the end of the daf. Either way, the Pasuk says, right in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chafal. So this is the 21st Pasuk in the Torah. Vayivra Elokim Es Hataninim HaGedolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the big fish. So what were these big fish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? Says the Gemara, Hachet Targimu in Bavel, they teached Arzile Diyam. It's referring to the Re'emim of the Yam. So we talked the other day a little bit about the Re'em, this biblical creature. There's the Re'em that lives on dry land, and then there's the Re'em that lives at sea. So the Taninim HaGedoylim in Bavel, they were Taich, is referring to the Re'em of the sea. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he said, Ze Leviathan Nachash Bariach, Ve Leviathan Nachash Akalosoin. It's referring to the two Leviathans. So there's not one Leviathan, as we're going to see. There are two Leviathans. One, the male, is referred to as the Leviathan Nachash Bariach. The female is referred to as the Leviathan Nachash Akalasin. Just to teach the words, a Nachash is a snake. Bariach means straight, and Akalasin means not straight, curved. So the Leviathan Nachash Bariach is the male Leviathan, and the Leviathan Nachash Akalosain is the female Leviathan. Now, what's the makar that there are these two Leviathans? Shenemar, it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya Perich of Zayin. The pasuk says, "Vayemahu Yifkoy Hashem becharbo Yakosh vahagdoil vachazaka al Leviathan Nachash Bariach vaal Leviathan Nachash Akalosain vahoreges atanin asher beyom." So there's some drama in that pasuk, but one thing for sure you see is that there are these two Leviathans, and they are the Taninim HaGedoylim B'Lashon Rabbim, these two great fish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created right in the beginning of time. Simin Kol Shal Yardin. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Kol Mashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilam Ha'izachar Nekev Abram. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created a male and a female version of it. Af Leviathan Nachash Bariach, the Leviathan Nachash Akalosoin Zachar Unikev Abram. The same was true for the Leviathan. V'moli Niskak and Zelozet. Now, if the Leviathans would be Niskak Zelozet, meaning if they would mate, Machriven Kola Oilam Kula, they would destroy the entire world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to make sure that the Leviathans won't mate? Sirius says, Azachar, he castrated the male Leviathan, V'haragan Akeva, and he killed the female, umolcha letzadikim lasalavoy, and he salted it for the tzadikim lasalavoy. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'horag es hatanin asher b'yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills the tanin, and it's which tanin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills? It's the female tanin. It's the female Leviathan. It says the pasuk, v'af behemois b'harerei Olaf, Zohar Unekeva Bra. Now this creature, the Behemos Baharirei Olaf, is another biblical creature that's mentioned in Psukei HaTanach. Now literally, Behemos is a Behemo. Baharirei Olaf means that it roams on 1,000 mountains. And the way the Rishonim explain it is that this animal is so powerful, it's so mighty, that it's able to eat the crops and it's able to destroy literally 1,000 hills, 1,000 mountains. Either way, so this behemoth, as it's known, Zohar Nekeva Brahma Kadosh Baruch Hu created also the male and the female version of it. Vilmoli Niskal Kinzalaza. And again, just like the Leviathan, in the event that these two behemoths were to mate, Machriven Kala Olam Kuloi, they would create offspring that would destroy the entire world. I mean, it's destroying 1,000 mountains. So can you imagine if it had Einoklach? Serious as a Zohar. He castrated the Zohar. Fitzinein ha-Nekeva, and he cooled off the Nekeva so it shouldn't have any taiva for Tashmish. So like this, they wouldn't procreate. Ushamr le-Tzadikim la-Selavoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved it for the tzaddikim la'salavish, and as the pasuk says, hinei no koychoi b'masnav. So it's referring to this behemoth, and it says its koyach is still b'masnav in its loins. Says zachar, and it's referring to the zachar. Va'oinoi b'shrirei bitnoi, and its power, Loshin Rishis Oini, is still in its bet. And Zunakeva, it's referring to the Nakeva. In other words, those psukim are suggesting that all the koyach of Tashmish still is retained inside these respective animals. And the reason is because they were never able to procreate. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sireis the Zachar, and it was Sinein the Nakeva. Either way, so we just mentioned these two, which we now know are really four great creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the beginning of time. The Leviathan and the behemoth, respectively. What we learn is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created both of them, Zachar Unikeva. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that if they would procreate the way other creatures do, they would destroy the entire world. So Me'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to strategize to figure out how we're going to make sure that they're not going to procreate. So as it relates to the Leviathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrated the Leviathan, can't have any children. He made it Osiris, and he killed the Nekeva. In fact, he salted it L'tzadikim L'asadavai. As it relates to the behemoth, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He again was Misaris the Zachar, he castrated the Zachar. He didn't kill, however, the Nekeva, he was Mitzanen the Nekeva. So there's a few things that we need to understand, some of which the Gemara now is going to address, hence the segue. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that these animals wouldn't procreate, he did something to the Zachar and he did something to the Nekev. Kana ben Shoyel, why do you have to do something to the Zachar and to the Nekeva? If he's Mesaris the Zachar, okay, can't procreate. If you're going to be Mitzan in the Nekeva, you're going to kill the Nekeva. Certainly if you're going to kill the Nekeva, you can't procreate. That the Gemara is not going to address. Another nuance that you see in this Gemara is that as it relates to the Leviathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misaris the Zachar, and he killed the Nekeva. As it relates to the behemoth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misaris the Zachar, and he was Mitzanin the Nekeva. Why did he kill the female Leviathan and only cool off the female behemoth? Mamanav Shach. Either kill both or cool them both off. Why kill one and cool off the other? Another question is, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misaris the Zachar and either killed or cooled off the Nekeva? Maybe do it in the reverse. Be Misaris the Nekeva and either kill or cool off the Zachar. So these are just basic questions. Usually you don't ask questions on Gemaras like this. You go weiter, but the Gemara is going to address some of what we just discussed. And it's for that reason we mentioned it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Hasam nami l'sarse l'zachar v'litzanin ol l'keva. So he says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with the Leviathan to make sure that it's not going to procreate? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misares the Zachar and he kills the Nekev. As opposed to, by the behemoth, he only cools off the Nekev. Afraid the Gemara, Hasam vir, referring to the Leviathan, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill the Nekev? Keva, why is he not just mitzanin in a keva? See, misaris the zachar, you mitzanin in a keva, like this it won't procreate. So the Gemara says dog and pritzi. The reason is because fish are prutzim ba'arayos, and if you cool off the fish, it's not going to help. Says the Gemara, v'le'evid ipcha, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill the nekeva and was Mesaris the Zachar, why didn't he kill the Zachar and be Mesaris in the Keva? So the Gemara says, Iba Yosef in the Keva Malicha Maili, because the female fish, if you salt it and preserve it and you marinate it for a very, very long time, which is what's happening with the Leviathan, a very long time, it's going to end up being better. So whichever animal you're going to kill is going to end up being salted for a very long time. The Nekeva is going to taste better salted. That's why Hashem says, let me kill the Nekeva, salt it, it's going to be better. Or you could say, keep in the Chesed, because being that the Pasuk says, Leviathan, Zeh, Yotzar, Talasachik, Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal is Mesachik together with the Leviathan. It's for that reason Hashem did not want to keep the Nekeva alive, to be Mesachik with the Nekeva, because Bahadi Nekeva lav Eirachara. It's simply inappropriate to be Mesachik with the Nekeva, and it's for that reason Hashem kills the Nekeva, leaves the Zachar alive, and is Mesachik together with the Zachar. Another Kasha, Hachanami Limlecha Linekeva. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mitzanin the behemoth? Why didn't he kill the behemoth, salt it, and keep it for the tzaddikim, like he did with the female Leviathan? So the first kasha of the Gemara is, why does Hashem not do with the Leviathan what he does with the behemoth? Now the kasha is, why does Hashem not do with the behemoth what he did with the Leviathan? So the Gemara says, Kavra malicha maili, bisra malicha loy maili. Because again, this food is going to be salted for a very long time, and to preserve and to salt the Leviathan for a very long time, which is a fish, salty fish is very good. But bisra malicha loy maili, salty meat like this is not as good. Either way, this is way above our pay grade, and we go right. Zok to Gemara. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Shosh, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bris Hasa Olam, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. Am Leila Sar Shal Yam. He went over to the Sar of the Yam, the angel of the Yam, and he told him, Psach Picha Uvla Kol Mei Moishav Olam. Open up your mouth and swallow up all the waters of the world. So it's referring to the beginning of time, where we know the Psukim say that the entire world was covered with water, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made dry land, Yikavu Amayim, right? And suddenly land is exposed. So some of the backstory is Hashem goes to the Sar of the Yam, and he tells him, I want you to open up your mouth, and I want you to swallow all the water of the ground, everything like this, the dry land is going to be exposed. And then we'll work from there. But that's the first thing he told him. Psach, picha, ubla, kol, me, moshe, ba'adam. I'm on the fun of. So the Sar of the Yam told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'ayinu shalayim, taisha, emay, b'shali. You gave me a hard job as it is. Meaning, I'm going to have to be the Sar of the Yam. I'm going to have to make sure that the Yam stays by the Yam and it doesn't overflow to the Yabasha. You want me to do this? I didn't sign up for this. Miyad, ba'ad, ba'ya. Kodesh Baruch Hu got very angry at the Sar of the Yam. He literally kicked the Sar of the Yam, the Hargoy, and killed him. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Bekoichai Roga Hayom, Ubisfunosai Machatz Rav. So Bekoichai Roga Hayom is referring to Kriyas Yamsev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Koyach, he split the Yam. Ubisfunosai, we need the end of the Pasuk, Machatz Rav. He hit Rahav. And Rahav is referring to the Sar of the Yam. This is a Makar in the Pasuk to this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicked the Sar of the Yam. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shema, we know, we learn from here, Sarei Shal Yam, Rahav Shemhoi, that the Sar of the Yam's name is Rav. And Rabbi Yitzchak continued and he said, not for the fact that the water covers the Sar of the Yam, Ein Kol Birya Yechoy L'Lamid Berechoy, nobody would be able to live because of the stench that would come from the Sar of the Yam. Shenema, this is based on a Pasuk that says, Lo Yoreu, V'lo Yashchisu B'chol Har Kachi. You have nothing to be worried about. No one's going to get hurt. And the reason is, Kamayim Layom Mechasim. It's because Kamayim Layom Mechasim. What does that mean? Atikri Layom Mechasim, Elo Lesar Shalom Mechasim. So because the water covers the Sar of the Yam, so it's for that reason we're safe, we're protected. Otherwise, we would all die of the stench of the Sar of the Yam. Pasha, what this means is that the Sar of the Yam sinned in the beginning of time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks the Sar of the Yam, kills him. Now all of a sudden you have this corpse, the corpse of the Sar of the Yam. And really, the corpse, like all corpses, all nevelas smell, and it would be impossible for a person to exist. The only reason it doesn't get in the way is Kamayim Layom Mechasim, because where is the corpse? It's on the bottom of the ocean. And because it's in the bottom of the ocean, it's covered by the seas. It's covered by the seas. The Mayim protects us. That's Kamayim Layom Mechasim, Kamayim Lesari Shalom Mechasim. That's the only reason we're able to survive, and we don't simply suffocate from the stench of the nevela of this Sar of the Yam. For Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yarden Yoytze Mi Ma'aras Pamyas. The Jordan River comes from the cave of Pamyas. This is an area that's in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Nami Yachi, it's a Mefurish Abraisa. Yarden Yoitse Mi Ma'ores Panis. The Jordan River comes from the Ma'or of Panis. Umahalich Beyamashal Sifchi, Beyamashal Tveria, and it goes through the Yam of Sifchi, and it goes through the Yam of Tveria. Umiskalgav Yerli Yam Agadol. And from there it goes to the Yam Agadol, the Mediterranean Sea. Umiskalgav Vyoyret Achimagil, the Pivshav Livyasan. That's why we're talking about this. And from the Mediterranean Sea, it continues to travel, the Jordan River, that is, to the mouth of the Livyasan. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Yiftach ki Yogiach Yarden Elpio. So this Pasuk is referring to the Livyasan. By the way, this pasuk is in E of Perik Mem. So if you go through E of Perik Mem Aleph, so there's a lot of references there to the Levyasan. A lot of the psukim that we're about to quote now come from there. But either way, referring to the Levyasan is Yiftach. He has Bitachin, he's confident. Why? Because he knows Ki yogiach yarden al piyo, that the yarden ultimately is going to come into his mouth. Maskefla Rava Bar Ula, but Rava Bar Ula asked the kasha. He said, "Hi, Bevehemis Bari Elif Ksiv." So we just mentioned that those psukim talk about the Levyasan. Those psukim also talk about the behemoth, the behemoth baharei elef. And if you look at that pasuk in particular, yiftach ki yogiach yarden el piyu, it's actually talking not about the Levyasan, it's talking about this behemoth. So maska flor rava barula, oh kasha, feels like we're learning a lot in the shasugya now. Then how could you tell me that the yarden goes to the mouth of the Levyasan based on a pasuk that says yiftach? Oh, he's very tzefrid and he knows lunch is coming. Ki yogiach yarden el piyu. That pasuk, if anything, is a makar that the Jordan River flows to the mouth of the behemoth Bahare Aleph, not the Levyasan. Ela Amar Rava Barula. So Rava Barula said, no, the Messiah is what it is. The pasuk over there is talking about the behemoth Bahare Aleph. This is the way you have to understand it. It must say behemoth Bahare Aleph Betuchas. When does the behemoth calm down? When the yarden goes into the mouth of the Levyasan. And the Rashbam references over here a chazal that we're going to talk about in the raid. So we're going to save it for then. But we're going to see that at the end of days, there's going to be a very, very big heavyweight matchup between these two monsters. Between the Levyasan on the one hand and the behemoth Bahari Elef on the other hand. In fact, they're sort of nemesis of each other. And it's for that reason, it's in the interest of the behemoth Bahari Aleph for the Levyasan to be well fed, because like this, he feels a little bit more confident that he's not about to get attacked. So they're both looking out of the side of their eyes at each other, knowing that at some point, they're going to be duking it out. Again, more to come in the raid. So Rava Barula said, it's true, the Pasuk is talking about the behemoth, but what the Pasuk means is Yiftach. The behemoth is confident. He can calm down, ki yogiach yarden opiyu, when the yarden goes to the Levyasan. Because if the yarden is going to the Levyasan, that means the Levyasan is well fed. And if the Levyasan is well fed, he feels a little bit more secure. Simin yamin gavil roi. Kiyosu Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yechanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, over the name of Rav Yechanan. Mike, this is what's trying the pasuk that says. This pasuk we all know. A lot of the pasukim in today's daf, I'm assuming we probably don't know. Speaking for myself, kihu al yamim yisada va'al nahorois nichoinenel elush tivi yamim va'bar nahorish makivin es Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to the seven seas and the four rivers that surround Eretz Yisrael. Elohein shiva yam. These are the seven seas. Yamashal Tveria, might have heard of that. V'yamashal Stoim, also known as the Yam HaMelach. V'yamashal Chelas. V'yamashal Chilsa. V'yamashal Sivchi. V'yamaspamya. V'yam Hagadol. By the way, if you remember, we had a raid bite in Cheskas Abatim, feels like a long time ago, where we talked about Aspamya, and we said, is Aspamya close to Eretz Yisrael, or is it like the Mishnah's Mashma super far from Eretz Yisrael? And we spoke at a raid bite from Abdav Yoy Weiss, and what merges that there's two dinim. There's the Aspamya that's close, there's the Aspamya that's far. This is obviously the Aspamya that's close. In fact, this is one of the Makairis, Ayin Bagois Yavitz, that there was an Aspamya that was very close there to Israel. Either way, the Elohein Arba Nahoris, these are the four rivers, Yarden, the Yarmuch, the Kiroimioi, Ufig. Just Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yoichanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said over the name of, not Rav Yoichanan, but rather Rav Yoinasan, Asad Gavril, Lasois, Kinigia im Levyasan. There's going to be a day where Gavriel is going to hunt the Levyasan. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Timshoich Levyasan Bechako. Hashem is talking to Eev. Eev is questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem tells Eev, really, you think you're wise enough and intelligent enough to question my ways? Tell me, are you able to go fishing and catch a Levyasan? Uvechevel Tashkia L'shoinai? Or could you take a rope, throw it into the tongue of the Levyasan and somehow get him? Obviously not. It's mashma that somebody will be able to do that. In fact, somebody will. It's Gavriel. But the Gemara says, as much as Gavriel will be able to do this, he's going to need some divine assistance. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ha'oisa yagesh charboy. Referring to the Oisai, the creator of the Leviathan, is going to bring his sword to help this to completion, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to assist Gavriel in this idea. Ki asa Rav Dimi amar Rav Yochanan. Another thing that Rav Dimi said, this time again in the name of Rav Yochanan, Shasha Leviathan Raiv, whenever the Leviathan is hungry, Moitzi Hevel Mipiv, so he breathes. Umartiach kol meimoy shebim tzula. And when he breathes, all of a sudden, all the seas, not just the seas, the metzula, yardu, right? What is the metzula? It's the depth of the sea. They all become wavy. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, yartiach kasir metzula. That the depths of the sea are yartiach. They're going to bubble like a seer, like a pot that's bubbling on top of a stove. And that happens. And when does it happen? It happens when the Leviathan is hungry. Vilmali machnes roish al Gan Eden. Now, if not for the fact that the Leviathan takes his head and it puts it into Gan Eden, in kobri yichay lame bereichay, the breath of the Leviathan, when it hasn't eaten, is so bad, you can sort of visualize that, that literally you would not be able to breathe from the stench that's emitted from his krechts when he's really, really hungry. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that his face, his head, goes into Gan Eden, and when it goes to Gan Eden, it smells the really, really good scents of Gan Eden, and it brings that down into the world. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Yom Yosim Ka Merkacha. So Merkacha is Miloshin perfumes. So the sea somehow becomes like perfumes. What's it referring to? This Indian. That the Leviathan is very hungry, it has very bad breath, it gives this sigh, which literally makes the whole system of the sea turn upside down, and really, the smell would be so bad, but because it has in it a little bit of the scent of Gan Eden, so that's why we're able to survive. Okay, that's what happens when the Leviathan is hungry. What happens when the Leviathan is thirsty? So that's easy, he just drinks. And Oysa Tlamim Tlamim Bayam, not just does he drink, but he ends up making furrows, right? So Tlamim is usually when you're Chayrish, you have Tlamim, you have these long ditches in the ground. That's what happens to the Sishanem, as the Pasuk says, Acharav Yair Nosef. After it, after the Leviathan, you have these paths. These paths are the furrows, and these furrows are created from what it drank. Incidentally, Acharav Yair Nosef, these paths are going to shine. We're going to see soon there's a shine and a glow that's associated with the Leviathan. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Ein Tohim Chayza Leisanoi Ad Shivim Shana. After the Leviathan drinks, it takes 70 years for the Tohim, the depths of the sea, to come back to full strength. Shem, as the Pasuk says, Yachshoiv Tohim L'Seva, Ein Seva P'chusim Yishevim. Seva is when a person turns 70 years old. Amar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asnit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasoi Su'udu L'Tzadikim Mipsaru Shal Leviathan. This is really the punchline of the whole sugya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of days, is going to make a Suda. And at the Suda, meat from the Leviathan is going to be served. How do we know this? Shenemar, as it says, Yichru Olav Chabarim. Okay, what do you see? This ain't Keira El Suda. The word Yichru, Keira, means a Suda. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, by Yichru Lehem Keira, Gdaid Vayoch Levayish. Pretty straightforward. The ain't Chabarim Elo Tamide Chachamim. Chabarim mean Tamide Chachamim. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Hayoshevez Baganim. Chaverim Makshivim Lekoile Chashmini. A pasuk is Shirashirim. But Chaverim Makshivim is referring to Tamide Chachamim. Vashar. What's going to be with the leftover meat? This is a very mysterious Gemara. Mechalkanoi, so they're going to be distributed for oisim by schayra b'shuke Yerushalayim, and the merchants are going to trade it in the shuke Yerushalayim. Shneim, as the pasuk says, yechetzuhu bein kenanim. They will be distributed amongst the Kenanim. Okay, so Kenanim usually means people that live in Eretz Yisrael, right? Kenanim of Kenanim fame. Oh, but the in Kenanim elo tagarim, says the Gemara. Kenanim over here means tagarim, means merchant. Shneim atu psukim, that seem to suggest that the word Kenan has another meaning. It can mean a merchant. Number one, it says Kenan biyadei moiznei mirma lashik ohev. So the Kenan, this merchant, he has moiznei mirma in his hand, lashik ohev, and he steals from the people that he likes or he loves to steal. But the point is, you see the Kenan as a merchant. Yibay seimim mehocha, another pasuk, ashe soichareo sarim, the soicharem asarim, kinoneo nechvadei oret, and the Kenanim are choshev people. So you see the soicharem and the Kenanim are in the same pasuk. suggesting that they're one and the same. So there's going to be this great suda, la'asad lavoi. The tzaddikim are going to be invited. What's going to be served is b'sar shalav yasan, but there's going to be leftovers. And the leftovers are going to be distributed, and the seicharim are going to do business with it in the Shuk Yerushalayim. The Marsha says that why in the Shuk Yerushalayim? What, in Tveria you're not going to be able to eat it? In Tzfas you won't be able to eat it? So he says, because we know Maisa Sheni, for example, is va'achlu b'sharech, right? It has to be eaten dafkin Yerushalayim. So anything that has kedusha, kachim kalim, has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's pashit that the basar of the Levyasan is loigara. It's going to have a certain element of kedusha, and therefore it's going to have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So va'oisim b'ischayra b'shukei Yerushalayim. Now what it means, oisim b'ischayra, and why the merchants are getting it, so that is certainly something that involves more pnimius. And again, like with all these Gemaras, we go weiter. We're still talking about the Levyasan. We're almost finished. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassah Sukkah L'Tzadikim, Me'arish HaLevyasan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day is going to make a Sukkah for the Tzadikim, and he's going to make it from the Ur of the Levyasan. Incidentally, this is from the Yehiratzayin of leaving the Sukkah fame. Right? You say, Yehiratzayin, we should be Zoicha, to sit in the Sukkah, Me'arish HaLevyasan. It comes from this Gemara right here. Shenemar, and it's based on the following pasuk. It says, Hasemale Besukos Oiros. Again, this is one of the Pesukim in Iyuv that talks about the Levyasan, and it says, Hasamale Besukos Oiros. Oh, there's going to be a Sukkah that's going to be made from the Oir of the Levyasan. Zacha, now if a person is going to be Zoicha Isanle Sukkah, he'll be able to have a Sukkah. The Sukkah is made of Oiros HaLevyasan. Abaloi Zacha, what if a person is not on the level that he can get such a Sukkah? Isanle Tziltzal. So instead, what he's going to get is a shade that's going to be made, shade, S-H-A-D-E, that's made, may Oiros HaLevyasan. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ubetziltzal Dogam Roisha, it's the same Pasuk there. Tziltzal is Miloshen Tzel. So it's interesting. If you're worthy, you're going to get the Sukkah. If you're not worthy, you're going to get the shade. Okay? Zacha, Isanle Tziltzal. Now, you have to merit even get the sheikh. What if you're not even that worthy? You're going to get a necklace that's going to be made of Eirush HaLevyasan, as the Pasuk says, Va'anokim L'gargir Oisecha. Zocho, Oisonlei Anok. What if you're not even worthy of that? Oisonlei Kameya. You're going to get an amulet, Shenemar, V'sikshirenu L'nar Oisecha V'hashar. What's going to be done with the remainder of the Eir? So again, just like the Basad is going to be Shirayim, so you see there's going to be Shirayim of the Eir as well. Parasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaymes Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spread it out on the walls of Yerushalayim. The zivoy, we mentioned earlier, the shine. Here it is. The shine will be mavik misoif ha'ulam va'at soif ha'ishenemar, as the pasuk says, v'holchu goyim lo'irech u'melachim lo'noi gazarchech. These are all these psukim over there in Iyev. So you have there, this is actually a pasuk in Yeshaya, but it's also talking about the Levyasan, and it says that the Goyim and all the nations, the kings, are going to benefit from the light of the Levyasan. So you see, there's going to be this great, great light. Just one Rashbam that's worth emphasizing. This is Bechlal, not the Sugya now. But Zacha Oisim Loi Sukkah, Loi Zacha Oisim Loi Tziltzal. A Sukkah, we know what a Sukkah is. What's a Tziltzal? Tziltzal is something that you use for shade. So the Rashbam says, what's the difference? Sukkah, Hainu Mil Nailo Gag. It means there's going to be a roof on top. V'arba tfanos me arba ruchos. And there's going to be four walls on the four sides. Tzel, haynu sikuch b'loi mechitzas. Tzel is just the schach without the actual mechitzas. So in this Gemara, the sukkah is the schach and the walls, as opposed to the tziltzal is only the schach without the walls. You know, when you learn Masech the Sukkah, right in the beginning, that beza min aleph. So what's the ikar of the Sukkah? It's always the schach, right? The tfanis are bechlal not part of the Sukkah. Machlokes Rishonim, whether you have all the halachas of a Sukkah, the kedusha, etc., with regards to the tfanis, or it's only the schach. Over here, the nuance, the chilik between tziltzal and Sukkah is that the Sukkah has tfanis, as opposed to the tziltzal doesn't have any tfanis. Either way. Talk to Gemara weiter. V'samti kadchoid shimshoy zayach. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Talks about the end of days. Literally what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make your worlds out of this kadchoid stone. What does this mean? Amar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, pligi trei malachim berakia. There was machlikis two malachim in Shamayim, Gavriel u'Michal. The Amir Lassam say trei amirah b'marav. It was machlikis between two amirah and Eretz Yisrael. So either two malachim in the heavens or two amirah in Eretz Yisrael. Man, inun, who were the two amirah? Yehuda v'chiske b'nei Reb Chiya. It's Yehuda and Chiske, the sons of Reb Chiya. Chad Amar one said Shoyam, that it's referring to the stones of Shoyam. Chad Amar Yashvei, it's referring to the stones of Yashvei. These are from the Avnei Choshen. Amud Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told them Lehevi Kedenu Kedain. I hear this machloikis Elu veElu Divrei Elikim Chayim, and therefore it's called the Kadchoid Miloshen Kedenu Kedain. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I want it to be like this. I want it to be like that. So we have over here machloikis whether the stone of La'asad Lavi that Yeshaya was referring to, that's going to surround Yerushalayim, is going to be the Yashvei stone, or it's going to be the Shoyam stone. Who's the machlokes between? So, Trei Malachi Birakia, Gavriel and Michael, or Trei Amayroi B'Marava, Yehuda and Chizki, the sons of Reb Chiya, who said what? We don't know. So, what do you do when you see a Gemara like this? You go to Reb Ruven Margolis to say for Shem Oilam. Now, we're not going to go through this piece, but believe it or not, Reb Ruven Margolis was able to figure out not only which one of the two Amayroim would have said Shoyam and would have said Yashvei, but which one of the two Malachim would have said Shoyam and would have said Yashvei. He actually has a thesis. He knows which is the Malach Michal and which is the Malach Gavriel. That's next level. But either way, Ayin Shav. Zok to Gemar. Ushareich la'avnei ektach. Another pasuk in Yeshaya that's describing the state of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash in the end of the day. So the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yochanan was once sitting and he was darshaning and he said the following: there's going to be a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Avonim Toivois and Margolius and Shloshim al Shloshim. That are going to be 30 Amos by 30 Amos. And from those stones, he's going to carve out. So the stones are 30 by 30, but he's going to carve out 10 by 20. Umamida Mishar Yerushalayim is going to put them by the gates of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yochanan is giving the shir, and this is what he says over in the there's a Talmud that's there, and he heard it, and he started laughing. He said, "Hashta ki beyasa ditzulzolei mashkechinon." He said, "I can't find an egg of a small bird that's made of this." Meaning, I can't find a stone the size of something tiny, right? That sounds like a 100-something thousand carat stone, right? These things don't exist. It's not possible to find it. Kulei haymashkechinon. There's no way this is actually going to happen. So the Gemara says, "Liyamin." Sure, a while later, that Talmud Hafligos Finasa Bayam was on a ship, which seemed to have been very common back in the day. Chaz Malachi Asharis, and he saw Malachi Asharis, the Yosvi, the Kamenasri, Avonim Toivois, and Margolius, that they were sitting and they were sawing Avonim Toivim Margolius. Shehim Lamed Alamed, and he saw that they were literally 30 by 30 Amis. The Chokuk Ben Esab Romesim. And then from there, they made another engraving, which was 10 by 20. Amalahusa, he told them, Hani Laman, tell me, these stones, what are they for? Amrulay, so they said, "Sha'asir Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'midam b'shari Yerushalayim," because one day Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to put them in the Shari Yerushalayim, and we need this. Also, the Kamei Derech, this Talmud gets off the ship. He runs back to his Rebbe. Amalay, and he told him, "Imagine this." The Talmud tells his Rebbe, "Deroish Rebbe, yeah, continue to give the joy. Remember, I was giving you a hard time. It's fine. You're good. You're in the clear. You're fine. You can continue to darshan. L'chon noel l'deroish. Kasher amarta kein ro'isi, because everything you said, I saw." Amalay, he told him, "Reka il moli ro'isa." Wait, not for the fact that you saw, you want to believe. You're making chayzik medivrei chachamim. Nasav ein of boy. He looked at him. The nasav galshal at samos, and this Talmud became a galshal at samos. Now he's no slouch. This Talmud, right? He just had a conversation with Malachi Asharis, something most people are not able to do. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but at the same time, he was malagli gal divrei chachamim, nosan eino by venasa gal shatzamis. We're going to talk about this bezus Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But for now, we go right to Meismei, but the Gemara asks Akasha, so we're not finished. Va'ulach eschem, koi mamios. The pasuk says that in the end of days, Hashem says, I'm going to take you, I will lead you. Koi mamios literally means very high. So how high? Rameir, Rameir said, Masayimam, 200 Amos. Kishtei koimah shal Adam HaRishon. Double the height of Adam HaRishon, and that's the Sloshin koimah mios. It's koimah times two. Rabbi Yehuda said, Meyam, 100 Amos. And it's keneged heichal uksalav. It's based on the height of the heichal and its walls. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asher bonenu kinetiyim So this idea that at the end of the day, we're going to be, our children are going to be like the Tavnes of the Heichel. Now, the Heichel is Kaimimiyos. The reason it's Kaimimiyos is because it was made up of two floors. But the bottom line is this, that we have a pasuk that says that in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lead us Kaimimiyos. So, one pshat means is that we are going to be double the koim of other Marishan, 200 amas. Another pshat is that we are going to be fakert, not 200 amas, 100 amas. It's based on the height of the heichel, which is 100 amas. And why is that koim amas? Because the heichel has these two floors. But we need one point, that it seems from here that the heichel, the walls of the heichel are going to be 100 amas tall. Now, if the walls of the heichel are going to be 100 amas tall, how does it shnim with what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the entranceway to the Heichel is going to be what? 10 by 20. 10 by 20, that's much less than 100 amas. So the Gemara says, come Rabbi Yochanan l'chavi de bezika. When Rabbi Yochanan said that you're going to have these areas that are going to be 10 by 20, he wasn't referring to the gate of the Heichel. That's not what he's referring to, because the Heichel is going to be much taller. He's talking about the windows. So there's going to be these windows. Chave de Bezika means windows that you're going to use for Zika, for wind to come in, for abyssal frischer luft. So those windows are going to be massive. But Enochanami, the walls of the Heichel are going to be much bigger, and as a result, the entranceway is going to have to be much bigger. In the end of days, every tzaddik is going to get seven chuppas. Shemem, as the pasuk says, "Ubara Hashem al kol mechoin har tzion va'al mikroel," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to create. We're al kol mechoin har tzion on har tzion va'al mikroel. The Gemara later is going to teach what that word mikroel means. But what's Hakadosh Baruch Hu going to create? Onon yoimon va'oshan v'noiga ish lahava loyla ke al kol kavid chuppas. We see over here seven chuppas. So the cheshbon is as follows: Onon is one, oshan is two, noiga is three, ish is four, lahava is five, kol kavid is six, and the word chuppas is seven. Melamed, and we learn from here she kol echad ve'echad oisla Hakadosh Baruch Hu chuppalich v'chvoidai. Not only seven chuppas, but it's going to be like appropriate, because it says, "Al kol kavod chuppah, asham chuppah." I'm afraid the Gemara. One of these chuppas is smoke. Why do you want smoke there? I'm Reb Chanina. She called me she'in of tzaris. Metamid chacham b'ayin. Was there any person that is not forgiving for Talmid Chachamim on this world? Mismalois ein of Ashan Loilam Abba, Loilam Haba, his eyes are going to be filled with smoke. The Ish Bechopalama, why is there fire? It's also one of the seven chuppas. Am Reb Chanina, Melamich Chol Echad Echad Nichbe Mechupase Shal Chaveroi. Every single person is going to be burned, he's going to be singed from the chuppah of his friend. And the Gemara says, Oila la Oisa Busha, Oila la Oisa Klima, meaning when a lesser person is going to see a greater person and he's going to see that the incredible schar that other person's going to get in the next world, he's going to be embarrassed. And oylo lo oisa busha, oylo lo oisa klima. And the reason is because this is eternal busha. This is not busha that's going to go away. So there's going to be rankings in the next world, and a person that's of a lesser ranking, it's going to bother him. The fact that he's not on a higher darga. Ki yoytze b'davar atoyim, says the Gemara. This is a classic. V'nosata mehoitcha olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I want you to take from your hoit and you should place it on top of Yeshua Benun. But he said, V'nosata mehoitcha olav. And we learn from here, Rashi brings us in Chumash, everyone knows this Chazal. V'loy kol hoitcha, not all of your hoit, just some of your hoit. Skenim Shabbai Sadar Amru, the skenim of the generation said, Pnei Moshe, Kipnei Chama, Pnei Yehoshua, Kipnei Levana. Moshe Rabbeinu's face had hoid. It shined. It shined like the Chama. He took from his hoid and he gave it to Yeshua Benon. Thus, Yeshua Benon is not as great as Moshe in terms of his hoid, but it's a little less. It's not Kipnei Achama, it's Kipnei Alevana, and Oila Loisa Busha, Oila Loisa Klima. The Skenim used to say, Oila Loisa Busha, Oila Loisa Klima, meaning the terrible Busha and the terrible Klima that we have as a result of the fact that we're not like Moshe, we're not like Yeshua. So there's a lot of raid associated with this Gemara, a lot of which we've, Be'ezus Hashem, spoken about over the years. But I'll tell you one beautiful aura that I saw on Shabbos, and this was in the Sefer Naftali Sva Rotzoin. So who's the Naftali Sva Rotzoin? So Naftali Sva Rotzoin, this Sefer, it's two volumes, it's available, Drushes Ala Torah. It was written by a Kadman, late 1600s, early 1700s. The Mechaber's name was Reb Naftali Herz ben Reb Shimon Ginsberg. He has a haskama for Reb David Oppenheim. He has a haskama for Reb Leib Galuga. So there's a little bit of a Prague connection. But in the Naftali Sfar Ratzon, in the end of Parshas Baloischa, he brings a vart. He says, "Umidei dabri zocher esker, mashe shamati b'shem harav hagodol, neched doidi," little Yevamis here, "who is the Av Bezdin of the Kehila Kedusha of Vizen." Either way, he said as follows. Why was it the Skenim Shaba Oisei Adar that said, "Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Achama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana, Oila la Oisa Busha, Oila la Oisa Klima"? Why not the Na'arim? So the Bali Musa really asked this Kasha, and they say on Musa the Geteretz, the Skenim were the ones that were Nesoirer, the Na'arim, not as much. You get older, you start thinking more, you're a little bit more cognizant. So the Skenim, the intelligent people, they were the ones that said, "Oila la Oisa Busha, Oila la Oisa Klima." But the Naftali Sfar Ratzon, b'shem this relative of his, said a Dover Nifla. He said that we know when the Yidu were in the Midbar, so they had Anani HaKavod. And the Anani HaKavod blocked out everything. We mentioned not so long ago that the Ramban and Parshas Bo brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that when the Yidu were in the Midbar, they couldn't be Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Riya because they couldn't see the moon. He also, we mentioned then, that the Yidu couldn't do Kiddush Levana. That was Rav W.O. Weiss's epic shtickle, how you know that doing Kiddush Levana is a skula, that a person shouldn't die a Misa Mishuna during that month. But here's the point. When the Yidu were in the Midbar, they couldn't see the sun, they couldn't see the moon. The Na'arim couldn't say Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana. You know why? They never saw the Chama. They never saw the Levana. They were living underneath the Miskeres of the Anani HaKavod. It was only the Skenim, the Chevre that had been in Mitzrayim. They knew what a sun was. They knew what a moon was. So he said, Skenim Shaba'ose Adar Amru Pnei Moshe Kipnei HaChama and Pnei Yeshua Kipnei HaLevana. We still need our Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Amru Abchama Bar Chanina. Esa Chuppas Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Arishan in Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 10 Chuppas for Adam Arishan in Gan Eden. Shem, as the Pasuk says, Be'eden Gan Kim Hoyisa, call Evan Yukara. So really, we need the chulu of this pasuk. By the way, my hergish whenever I see these psukim, right? The Gemara says a memra, brings a pasuk, and then gives you the beginning of the pasuk. V'goymer, v'goymer. It's ikachaser. You have to tell me the v'goymer. Feels like the Gemara expected us to know these psukim. Just the hergish. And as a result, I didn't have to tell you the whole pasuk. I tell you the beginning of the pasuk. Yeah, right, Bereishis bar. Oh yeah, Elikim es Hashemayim in the Sarats, right? You're supposed to know what the end of the pasuk is. V'goymer, right? It's not ikachosner. It's not necessary. If you're learning Gemara, you're holding Bava Basra in A, you probably know this pasuk in Yecheskel, Perichav Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. But either way, the end of the pasuk is as follows. It says, Be'ed the Gan Elikim ha'yisa kol Evan Yukara nisu chachach, and here's the 10 stones. Oyedem pitata v'yalim tar sheshayam v'yoshve saper noivach uvarkas v'zahav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make 10 chuppis. It's going to be based on these 10 stones. Mazutra said, no, I disagree. It's not 10, it's 11. Achas asri shenemar. Because the pasuk also says, kol Evan Yukara, and that too is the stone. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Garua Shebekulon Zav, the Shvachst of all these stones is the one that's made of gold. How do I know that? Go in the order. It's ranked from best to worst. The Kochoshev Leila Besaif, my Meleches Tupecha U Nikavechabach. So we just mentioned this Pasuk here in Yecheskel. So we mentioned the next pasuk that says Meleches Tupecha Unikavechabach. What does this even mean? I'm reviewing my rap. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu the Chira Melech Tzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Chira Melech Tzar. Who all we need to know for this next Gemara is that he's a bad guy, and he tells him B'chon Istakalti. I looked at you Ubarasi Nekavim Nekavim Ba'adam, and it's for that reason I created Nekavim Nekavim Ba'adam. So people are made up of Nekavim Nekavim Chalulim Chalulim, and very much related to the fact that people go to the bathroom, etc. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason I made man in a way where he should have to go to the bathroom, it's because of people like you, Chiram. Because you're a Baal Gaiva, and to humiliate you a little bit, I created this inyan. And that's Tupecha Unikavecha. Now, Nikavecha means a Nekev. Tupecha is Miloshin, a drum. So a drum is this hollow box or round thing, and that's somehow describing the part of the digestive system from where a person excretes. Ikedami, some say that he was telling Chiram something else. Hachi kamer, b'chonis takalti, I looked at you, v'konasti miso al odom arishon, and it's for that reason that I created death. to Adam Arishon, meaning when I chap that people like you were going to come from Adam, after the Chatur Eitz Hadas, of course, that's when I decided there has to be that. And the Rashbam says, so what's the inyan of Mikovim and Tupecha? So he explains Tupecha. V'hainu Tupecha, ha-kever shehu chalul, k'moy toif. So the kever, the coffin, is like a drum, and that's this mashal over here. Mai v'al kol mikro eha. So going back to one of the psukim that we saw earlier, specifically, Rabbi Yochanan had darshan the pasuk that says, "Uvar Hashem al kol mechoyin har tzion val mikro eho." And then we mentioned the seven chuppos. So the Gemara says, "May va al kol mikro eho." What does that mean? Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Like Yerushalayim shel oylam hazeh, Yerushalayim shel oylam haba, Yerushalayim shel oylam hazeh. As it relates to this Yerushalayim, kol roitzel al izoyl. Anyone wants to go to Yerushalayim can go to Yerushalayim. Amar shel oylam haba. In the world to come, that Yerushalayim in Olam Ella HaMizumonim La, you're going to have an invite. And if you don't get invited, you're not going to be able to come. And that's Al Kol Mikro Eho. The people that were invited, they were called up to come. Because if you're not invited into that Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to come. V'amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asidin Tzadikim, Shenikram, Al Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzadikim are one day going to be called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, Kol HaNikro Bishmi, so the pasuk is talking about the tzaddikim, and it says kol anikra b'shmi, those that are called in my name, referring to the tzaddikim. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, Gimel nikra al shmoy shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are three that are called by the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Elu hein tzaddikim u'mashiach v'Yerushalayim. Tzaddikim hadamar. We just said the makar. How do you know that tzaddikim are called by the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Mashiach. Dechsev v'ze shmoy. Asheyikroi Hashem Tzidkenu. So, v'zeh shmoi, what's the name of Mashiach? Asheyikroi Hashem Tzidkenu, shmoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yerushalayim, d'chsev sovev shmoi na'asar olef, v'shem ho'ir miyoyim Hashem shama, al tikrei shama elo shma. So, v'shem ho'ir is miyoyim Hashem shma, Hashem shama. So, these are the three that are called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are going to stop here. Just to mention one ha'ara, and I am related rabbi, it's posted to this daf, and that is, Asidim Tzadikim Shenikram Mal Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we spoke about this in the end of Masechtes Kedushin, not terribly long ago, and that is, it's Yudua that the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parashas Bo'i, with regards to the mitzvah being Oilu Regal, it says, Yeira Kol Schorchas Pnei Oden Hashem, Mai Pnei Oden Hashem, Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. It's referring to Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. The man de'iu dechuru min duchronaya boilis chazor kameh. Man pnei ha'odin Hashem, dar Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi, he's the pnei ha'odin Hashem. And this is from the most mysterious pieces in Gan Zohar HaKadosh, ki yudua. And we mentioned at the time, the Reb Yaakov Emdin in his Hagois, on his Zohar, so he was very, very bothered by this. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi is the Pnei Adon Hashem. Hashem is the Pnei Adon Hashem. How could you say Reb Shimon ben Yechoi is the Pnei Adon Hashem? And he edited out the Zohar and he said, I added one word. And he said, if you add this one word, I call you Yovei Amakim Bashalim. Not man Pnei Adon Hashem Dar Reb Shimon ben Yechoi, but man Es Pnei Adon Hashem Dar Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. And it's based on the idea of Es Hashem Alekecha Tiel Rabbis Tamidi Chachamim. It's Pnei Es Ha'odin Hashem, Dar Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. But Reb Reuven Margolis, in his Hagoyis, on his Sefer HaZoyer, Netzoytzei Zoyer, he says, Ayin Bava Basra Daf Ayin He. Reb Yaakov Emdin couldn't be soivel. Man Pnei Ha'odin Hashem, Dar Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. It's true. It's very, very hard to understand. But there is a Gemara that says, Asidim Tzadikim Shenikron Al Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is such a Gemara. And as a result, man pnei adin Hashem, as peladic as it is, ve'eino yoymer elo dershuni, nobody is disputing that. But at the same time, it is somewhat rooted in a Gemara. Regardless, the main topic of today's daf was the Levyasa. And the Gemara talked a lot about the Levyasa, and really the climax of the Gemara is Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is going to be a day where the tzaddikim are all going to partake in a suda, and at this suda there's going to be basar from the levyasa. And this is something that we've been taught from the time that we've been young children. The truth is that at this suda there's not only going to be the levyasa, but there's also going to be meat from what we know as the shor habar. Additionally, there's going to be wine. The Yayin HaMashomer. This is Yayin HaMashomer, Nisheshes Yimei HaBereishis. So there's going to be this great feast that's going to happen in the end of days. There's going to be a fish course that's going to be the Leviathan. There's going to be an entree, a main course, which is going to have meat from the Shor HaBar, the behemoth, that got a shout out in today's daf. And there's going to be wine, aged wine. How aged? Literally from the beginning of time. Before man was created, this wine was already being aged. So here's the question. This Suda, is it a real Suda? Like, it's really going to happen? There's going to be a day that the tzaddikim are going to be sitting at a meal, and there's going to be a waiter coming and telling them, well, we have a fish course, and then there's going to be meat. Can I offer you a glass of wine? Yeah, how do you like your meat? You want it rare, medium rare? Right? Is this really what's going to happen? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. There's so many chazals that talk about the Suda. Is this real or is this not real? Truth is, there's another Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtes Pesachim. The Gemara says, which all the Rishonim say is referring to the Sudas Leviathan. After the tzaddikim are going to eat and drink, so they're going to need someone to lead the benching. And there's going to be a whole discussion. Who should lead the benching? They're going to offer to Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. L'besoif, David HaMelech is the one that's going to lead the benching. Certainly sounds like this is a real Suda, right? David HaMelech is the one that's leading the benching. We even know who's benching, right? There's a lot of information that we have about this meal. We know what's being served, and we know who the Mevarech is. There's another Chazal. This is a Medrash. In Parsha Shmini, it's about Yikra Rava. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, Omar Rav Yudin bar Rav Shimon, Kol behemois v'levyosan, hin kanigim shal tzadikim losolovet. The behemoth and the levyosan, they are going to be the kanigim of the tzadikim losolovet. What does that mean? It's going to be like a sport for the tzadikim to follow. The chol mishal eiro kanigim shal umayisa oylam ba'oylam hazeh, so there's going to be some face-off between these two great beasts. They're going to duel it out, and the tzaddikim are going to be the ones that are going to be present, and they're going to be watching, they're going to be entertained. Now, at the end, they're both going to get killed. How? The behemoth is going to kill the Leviathan, the Medrash says. The Leviathan is going to kill the behemoth, and then there's going to be dinner for the tzaddikim. They're going to be able to come in, now have a seat, and you're going to have a suit. So we have even more information, right? The drama is mounting a little bit. There's this going to be this incredible sporting event. All the tzaddikim are there, they're watching. It's between the Leviathan and the behemoth. They both end up killing each other, and then the meal is served with the wine and the Gansa Maisa. So again, here's the question. Is this real? Is this going to happen? Is this going to be a Suda? Or is this meant to be taken metaphorically, not literally? What's Poship Shad in this whole Indian that we're aware of, the Suda Slavyasan? Now, the truth is that at first glance, it would seem to be a Machlokes in Rambam and Ravid. We talked last week a little bit about the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva, Peruches Halacha Beis, where the Rambam talks about Olam Haba. Rambam says, Olam Haba ein bay guf u'gvia, elen nafshois ha-tzadikim bilvad, beloy guf kemalachi ha-sharis. In Olam Haba, there's no guf. All there are neshamis. Hoyol ve'ein bay gviyois, says the Rambam, ein bay le'achila v'loy shtia, v'loy davar mikol ha-dvarim she gufa is p'nei adam tzrichan lehem b'olam hazeh, v'loy yera bay davar min ha-dvarim she ma'arin l'gufa is b'olam hazeh, k'goyin yeshiva v'amida v'shina u'misa v'etzev u'schoiku b'yoytze b'hem. Kvar omru chachomim ha-rishoyim ha-olam haba, ein bay le'achila v'loy shtia v'loy tashmish el ha-tzadikim yoyishvim, v'atru yisayim b'rashayim v'nenim ze v'ashchina. Harin isbar lecha, says the Rambam, again, she'ein shom guf. Nothing means, literally, there's no guf, there's no achil, there's no shtir. This is Perikhes Halacha Beis. I'm skipping to Halacha Dalet. V'achachomim, says the Rambam, Karula, referring to Olam Haba, when the Chachamim tried and wanted to describe Olam Haba, how do you describe Olam Haba? How do you describe something that's not physical? So they described it as Derech Moshul, L'toy V'zua Mizumenes L'tzadikim, Suda. So when the Chachamim wanted to describe Olam Haba, how did they describe Olam Haba? What was the word that they used? The word that they used was Suda. And that's why wherever you find Olam Haba described in some physical way, what's the word that we use to describe it? The word that we use to describe it is a Suda. So the Suda that you find, says the Rambam, is a kinui lo'olam haba, which really is not something that's going to be physical. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, v'mzuhi hasuda. If that's true what the Rambam's saying, that there's no real Suda, but rather it's all something metaphysical, inkan koshal bracha, then why is there going to be a koshal bracha? Why is anybody benching? And then the Ravid says it would have been better had the Rambam just not said anything, because this pshat that the Rambam's saying is not something that I'm very comfortable with. So the Ravid says, Rambam, you're telling me that this suda is not real. How could you say it's not real? It has to be real. Why? Because you find there's going to be benching. Says the Kesem Mishnah, what's the Ravid talking about? So he says he means the Gemara, Mesachtes Pesachim Daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, who's going to lead the benching by the Sudas of Yaslan? And the Gemara comes out that it's David HaMelech. He's the one that's going to lead the benching. Oh, but the point is, says the Ravid, if there's benching, it has to be a real suda. Now, what would the Rambam say? I think if you ask the Rambam this kasha, he would say, if the suda is not a suda, I mean, the fish is not fish, and the meat is not meat, and the wine is not wine, and this sporting event is not a real sporting event, then I guess the benching is not a real benching either. And whatever the chid and the mashal of everything leading up to that point is, well, that's what that is. But the Ravid said it's not true. This is objective. That Gemara Pesachim, you can't raise a chut. And if that's the case, Amar Avram, v'mzui asude enkan kol shal brocha, v'toiva hoy salay ashik. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, that I think the Rambam's moida to what the Ravid said. 100%. That Gemara is checkmate. In that Gemara, it's mavur. Again, I don't understand it 100%, but that Gemara is checkmate. For sure you see in that Gemara that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Either Rambam says not a real Suda. Zokti Kesem Mishnah, you have to understand that there's different tkufis of La'asad Lavoi. There's going to be a Moisa Mashiach. There's this man of Tchias HaMeisim. There's after the 6,000 years. There's Oilam HaNash. There's different components to Achras Hayom and Kimavur and the Rishonim in the beginning of Perek Chet. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I think that there's no question the Rambam acknowledged that there's going to be a time where there's going to be a Suda. And at that Suda, there's going to be a Levyaslan and a Behemoth, and there's going to be a Yayin that's Meshumah, Mesheches, Mebreshes. And there's going to be benching, and you know who's going to bench? David HaMelech is going to bench. It's going to happen after Tchias HaMeisim, that's why David HaMelech is there, etc., etc. But at the same time, the Rambam saying that you also find the word Suda being described as a reference to Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam held that there's a Suda that's real, and then there's a Suda that's being used metaphorically. And the Suda that's real, yeah, that's legit. And there's going to be a Kesher Bracha. David HaMelech is going to bench. But there's also going to be a metaphorical Suda, which is Olam Haba, where we're using the word Suda very loosely to describe something that words can't really describe. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, V'chachamim karu lo derech mashal l'toy v'zuham ezumenes tzadikim Suda, implying that the Suda is not real because he's talking about the Olam Haba, which is in an Olam HaNeshamas, where for sure there's no real Suda, yet Chazal still used the word Suda to describe that Kufa. So there's the real Suda and there's the not real Suda, they're both true. Oh, but the Kesef Mishnah says, I'd rather hear the Ravid's Kasha. Oh, but the Teretz is that Enochinami, there is a real Suda, there's also a not real Suda. When the Rambam says not real Suda, he means Yena Suda. It's interesting. This Kesef Mishnah is also Mephorish in the Torah of Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. So, on Dafayin Gimel, we spoke a lot about Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, specifically his maimer that he wrote on Agada. There's another sefer that Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam wrote. It's called Milchames Hashem. And this sefer Milchames Hashem was written after the whole controversy, Kiyodua, of the Meira Nevuchim happened. And he wrote a sefer to defend the Meira. And in his sefer, where he defends the Meira, if you have the Masada Rav Kook edition, which has Rav Reuven Margolis's Ha'aris, it's Taf Samech Aleph. So he addresses this kasha that the Ravid asked on his father, the Rambam, and he said the Kesef Mishnah's Teretz. So the Kesef Mishnah was Mechavin to Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, and the Mefarshei Arambam, B'noi HaGodol Shel Arambam Rabbeinu Avram, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Noisei Kelov Shel Arambam, they both said the same shot. That Avada, when the Rambam says, V'chachomim kor lo derech mashal, l'toy bezuam ezemenet tzadikim suda, implying that it's not a real Suda, it doesn't mean there's not going to be a real Suda. There is going to be a real Suda. What then did the Rambam mean? He means that Olam Haba, where there's no guf, is also described as a Suda, and that for sure is not going to be real. In other words, what emerges is, Sai the Rambam, Sai the Ravid, both hold that the Suda's Levyosan is real. It's a real meal. So again, we said at first glance, it seems to be a Machloikas Rambam Ravid, but at second glance, it's not. At second glance, the Rambam's Moida to the Ravid, and there's nothing to talk about that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Truth is, the Rajbo, right here, in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Hey, it's in the Chelek HaAgoda of the Rajbo's Sforim, and Rabbeinu Bechaya brings it, B'Shem the Rajbo, in Parshas Bereishis, on this Pasuk, Vayivra Lekimes HaTaninim HaGdoilim, says the same thing. He's very Mayrich, and he says the Suda is going to be a real Suda. And he explains, why would you want a Suda in the end of days? I mean, you would think that a Suda is a very physical thing, so who needs a Suda? He says it's not true, because a person who eats a good meal, a person who drinks a good glass of wine, it opens up his mind, it gives him strength. Rava said, Chamre v'rechani pikhin. So the fact that there's going to be a Suda and there's going to be great wine is going to be very important. And he says, in fact, there's going to be a Mal Aretz day in those days. And in order to comprehend all these great things that are going to be going on, you're actually going to need better wine to open up the Mayach a little bit broader, to expand your consciousness a little bit. And that's what this Suda is going to be. But there's no question that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Ben Abichayu says this also in his Sefer Kada Kemach. So in Kada Kemach, and this is under Ois Ches, where he talks about Chosan, and he talks about the Milo of food. So just one line. He says, V'chein motzinu la'asir darshu chazal, asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asir suda l'tzadikim, v'hasuda ha'hi yesh lonu la'haymin oiso su'uda gufnis mamish. It's real, it's legit. So the Rambam, and the Raivin, and Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Bechaya in his Sforim, they're all saying the same thing, that this Suda is going to be a real, legitimate, bona fide Suda. We should all be zeichet to be invited to this meal. But this meal is going to be real. And there's going to be fish, and there's going to be meat, and there's going to be wine. And we even know who's going to bench, it's going to be David HaMelech. This Suda is going to be a legitimate Suda. It's interesting. Last week, we spoke a little bit about the polemic between the Ramah and the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Aaron Ber Meshulam from the Chachmi Lunio, and the Rash Mishans, the head of the French Bali Toisfis, which was written in this Sefer Kitab al-Rasail, Igris HaRamah. And if you go through those letters carefully, this is very much at the forefront of it. Is the Suda of the Levyasin a real Suda, or is it not a real Suda? And the Pashtus, in quotations, is that the Rishonim hold, yeah, it's going to be a real Suda. The Rash Mishans for sure, who said that everything needs to be taken literally, yeah, it's going to be a real Suda. Ayit says, there'll be a Tkufa where there's no Achilav Ishtiyah, and there'll be a Tkufa where there's a Suda. But again, the Rishonim seem to say, almost ke'ish echad b'lev echad, that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Stating that, in the world of the Mekubalim, it's very, very different. In the world of the Mekubalim, this Suda is not going to be a real Suda. In fact, in the world of the Mekubalim, this Suda is all meant to be taken metaphorically. The Suda is not going to be real. And whenever we talk about the Levyasan and the Shai Rabar and the Yayin HaMeshumer and who's going to bench, these are all Mesholim, it's Derech Mashal V'chida, describing something that's way, way above our pay grade. The primary marumakim for this is in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon in the Evan Shleimo, this is in the end of Perek Yud Aleph, just read one or two excerpts. Suda Levyasan, who hadas shetisraba ba'aretz. The Suda the Levyasan is the das that one day is going to be tisraba ba'aretz. Shu asimcha hagedoylo ashe'ein lemayla mimen. He goes Weitner. He says, "V'chein yayin hameshumer who soides ha'toyra sheyiskalu ayidei moishna." So the Vilna Gaon, going in the derech of the Mekubalim, said that the Suda really is not a Suda. But rather, you want to know what the Suda is? It's referring metaphorically to das that's going to be tisra b'aretz, and it's referring to yayin hameshumer shu soides ha'toyra sheyiskalu ayidei moishna. Now the truth is that the Gaon is going not like the Rishonim, all the Rishonim seem to say that it's going to be a real Suda. So how could the Gaon say this? But the truth is, it comes from a Zohar HaKadosh. And The truth is, this question of what exactly the Suda Sal of Yosin is, it's in Mefurash HaZohar. I'll just read a few excerpts. It's in Parshas Toldos, in Medrash HaNelam, Daf Kufla Medhei Yomar Aleph. Omer Rav Yehuda L'Rav Chia. Rav Yehuda told Rav Chia, Hadit Toninon Da'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassoy Suda L'Tzadikim Lassod Lavoy. So this Suda that I've heard about, that the Tzadikim are going to have Lassod Lavoy, Mayhi, could you tell me what this Suda is? Omer Leisa, he told him, Adloy Osis coming in on Malachin Kaddish and Mori Masnisen. He said, before I went to learn by the Tanon, Hachishmili, I understood that the Suda is going to be a real Suda. Of a Kivan the Shamas had Amar Rabbi Lazar. But then I heard what something Rabbi Lazar said, Es Yashvel Beliboy. I had a change of heart and I realized that it's not really a Suda. The Amar Rabbi Lazar said, Sudas Natsadikim Lasid Lavoy. That you want to know what Chazal meant when they talked about the Suda Lasid Lavoy? It's Chaydech Siv, it's what the following Pasuk means. Vayechazu eso Elokim, vayoichlu vayishtu. Vidahu detnan nizoinim. Vayechazu eso Elokim by Har Sinai, vayoichlu vayishtu. They were satisfied as if they had eaten. So said Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Chia. Said, I used to think that the Sudas Levyasan was a real Suda. But then I went to Rabbi Lazar, and by Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and he told me that that's not the way it is. That really it's not a Suda, and instead it's a Bechina Vayechzu HaSalikim, and through the Vayechzu HaSalikim, you can come to a Madrega, where you're going to feel, you're going to feel satisfied. And the Mashal that we use is Suda, but it's not a real Suda. I'm skipping a little bit. Vizuhi HaSuda Va'achiva. That you should know that this hana that a person can have from the Shekhinah is what we mean when we say Suda and what we mean when we say Achil. What's the makar to such an Indian? Mi Moshe. We actually know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, Vayhi sham im Hashem arbaam yoyim v'arbaam laylo, lechem lo yachal, umayim lo yishasa. Matam lechem lo yachal, umayim lo yishasa. Mepnei shen nizam misudas acheres. The reason he was able to survive for 40 days without eating and drinking is because he was being satisfied from a different type of Suda. Me ois noy ziv shal maylo. And what was he getting? He was getting from some nourishment that's in Shamayim. Ukahai gavno sudasam shal tzadikim la'asad lavay. And that's what the Suda of the tzadikim is going to be. La'asad lavay. But then the Zohar continues. And the Zohar says something very, very fascinating. Oyd amir Rabbi Yeshua. I'm skipping. Hay mehim nusa. Da amru rabbanon. L'ruba da'alma. You should know that the rabbanon used to tell people that in the end of days there's going to be a Suda. Now, in the world of the Zohar, it's not a real Suda. This is all like a mashal azar. But they used to tell that this is going to be a Suda. And the reason, says the Zohar, they did that is because they wanted the Chevra to get Chizik in Golos. So like this, they'll have the motivation and they'll be able to plow through the difficult times that the Golos is able to present. And the Zohar says, paraphrasing, that if you would tell these people that you should know that one day you're going to be Zoicha to certain levels of Torah and Seidus, what's that going to do for me? A person that has no interest in Ruchnius in this world, so you tell him that he's going to get Ruchnius in the next world? Like, what are you doing for me exactly? It doesn't mean anything. So, l'saber es ha'oizen, what Chazal would do is, they would tell the Chevra, they would say, listen, you know, it bothers you now that you can't eat nevelas and treifas and maybe something that you're interested in eating, you should know there's going to be a day where there's going to be a Suda. And if you don't eat nevelas and treifas in this world, in that world, you're going to be able to partake in that. And there's a time maybe when you're sitting next to somebody who's drinking a glass of wine and you would love to have that too. You're eating a tuna sandwich. You know what? There'll be a day that you'll be zoicha to be able to drink yayin ha-meshum and misheshes and meberashes. And it was all done the Yidden through the bitter galus, because Yidden needed that. And there were a lot of Yidden, Rupa the Alma, says the Zohar, that if you would tell them, listen, do everything right, overcome your Yetzahara, Chayitzar Tichye. You know why? Because one day you'll be Zoicha to Pnimius HaTorah. The guy doesn't know what Torah is. You're promising him Pnimius HaTorah. So Chazal would use this mushal of a Suda, take things that are gashmiistic and tell the Yidden that one day you'll get better than what's available right now of that in the next world. And that gave the Yidden a tremendous chizak. But if you look at the Zohar, it sounds like from the Zohar that it was almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. That because the Chachamim said that, Mimelit became real. And if that's the case, really, There's two dinim. There's the Suda Salav Yosan, which is a Suda, which almost came about to be Mechazik the Yidin, because this was something that was necessary. And then there's the Suda Salav Yosan, which is Seyda Satayra. There's the Suda Salav Yosan, which a person is going to be able to come to through his Madrigas. A person's going to recognize certain levels of Yediyas Hashem, things that otherwise he wouldn't have had. I'll tell you one Marumakim Nafla, and then we're going to wrap this up. And that is the W.O. Weiss in his farm. And I saw this in Parshas B'Shalach. I saw this in Parshas Baal Oischa. He brings from the Baal HaTurim. So we know that the man tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. The Slav also tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. It's a Chazal. The Baal HaTurim brings it in Parshas Baal Oischa. The Pasuk says, Ad chodesh yomim, ad asha yetze me'apchem, v'hoyu lechem lezot. Right, so you didn't want, all we get is mon, right? We want a bissel flesh. No problem. They wake up in the morning and the slav, there are these birds all over the place. And they had enough birds for a month. Ad asha yetze me'apchem, v'hoyu lechem lezot. It's going to be friend. So Baal HaTurim says, every time it says the word zara in the Torah, it's spelled zayin resh hey. Over here it's spelled Zayin Resh Aleph. Lezara ba'aleph. And the reason is Shematsu by Kol Mine Taimim Chutz Me'achad. Because they were able to taste all the different tastes in this slav, with the exception of one. Futaimish al Levyasan. The only thing that they couldn't taste was the Tam of the Levyasan. Very interesting. They were able to taste everything, with the exception of the Tam of the Levyasan. It's about Aturim Durakeach, and his Pirish Alatari brings it as well. It's afraid of W.O. Weiss. If you think about it, it's a little bit of a pella. You're telling me that the slav was able to taste all the taimen. The only thing it didn't taste like was the levyasan. Why would you think it could taste like the levyasan? The levyasan is something that you're going to have la'asid lavoy, right? Like, why levyasan? The Yidden are complaining. When we were in Mitzrayim, we had food. I'll give you slav. And slav is not just chicken. It tastes like whatever, but not the levyasan. Not the Levyasan. What? And when they were in Mitzrayim, they had the Levyasan? Well, what's the dogush of the Baal HaTurim? That the Yidden wanted food that they had in Mitzrayim. I'll give you food that you had in Mitzrayim. You can taste everything. But you can't taste the Levyasan. They didn't have the Levyasan in Mitzrayim, right? So what does this even mean? So W.O.Y. said that Yesh Loimar, a Dover Niflo, there's a Sefer, it's called Beis Medrash. Name of the Sefer. He brings the Sefer. He always finds these farm. It was printed by a Reb Moshe Rivlin in the Vilna in the year Tofresh Chaf Aleph. He was a maggid. And he said in the Sefer, Beis Medrash, that's the name of the Sefer, he found the following vart. He found that the Pasuk says, Zacharnu es hadaga, asher noicha b'mitzrayim chinon. So he brings, B'shamati oimer b'shem agoyim mivilna. That the Vilna Goyen said that there's a medrash somewhere that says that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the tam of the Levyasan. They were able to taste the Levyasan. What's the makar to this? So the Goyin said it's merumas in this pasuk. Zacharnu es hadaga asher noichal b'Mitzrayim. Noichal is a lashon asid. We remember the fish that we're going to eat. We remember the fish that we ate. So the Goyin said that there's a medrash somewhere that says that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the Tam of the Levyasan, and its merum is in this pasuk. Zacharnu es hadaga asher ochalnu, but zacharnu es hadaga asher noichal. So it says with W.O., it's beforeish in the Goyin, that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the Levyasan. They tasted the Levyasan. That's what the Baal HaTurim is trying to say. V'ayilchem lezorim etan aleph, meaning it tasted like everything chaser echon. What's the one thing that it's chaser? Tamish Levyasan. Tamish Levyasan. They anyways didn't have the Tamish of Yosan. Not true. They had the Tamish of Yosan, like this Goyim said. So he said, the Baal HaTurim, he holds as a Ryan of flaw to this Goyim. But he said, what's this Medrash that the Goyim is referring to? There's a Medrash that says, and when you do a Mitzrayim, they tasted the Tamil of Yosan. So he says, it's not Rochik to say that it's this Medrash Nelam. And Parshas told us that when you do a Mitzrayim, it was very difficult, it was very hard. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mechazik them. So what's the Chizik for the Yidden Golos? The Chizik for the Yidden Golos is that you're going to have one day a big Suda. And one day it's going to be Gevaldik. So it could be that's the Chizik. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He gave them the Tamil of Yosan and Mitzrayim. Like this, they should taste a little bit. And by tasting the Tamid of Levyasan and Mitzrayim, so like this, they got the Chizik. You see that the Levyasan is there, Lechazik. That's what it's there. La'oideit. To give people the strength to go weiter. That's the beer in the Tamid of Levyasan that they tasted over. Without Kaponim. So again, the question was, this Suda Sal Levyasan, is it a real Suda or is it not a real Suda? Really, after further review, it's a Mefurish Hazaya. The Zohar asks this kasha, and the Tanam, they all struggle with this. They used to think it was real, then they heard it's not. If you go through the Rishonim, all the Rishonim Kamat seem to say that it's a real Suda. In the world of the Vilna Gaon, in the world of Kabbalah, it was the Hava Mina of the Tanam and the Zohar. But then the Tanam came around and they said, no, it's not real. There is this idea that we use it somehow to be Mechazek Yidden, and maybe that created some self-fulfilling prophecy that it became real. So maybe for some it's real, for others it's not. But in the Rishonim, without a question, it's real. And in the Mekubalim, without a question, it's something that's really based on Soidus Neflois. Now, if it's not real, what is it? I mean, if it's real, I guess we could try to use our imagination. But if it's not real, what is it? So this is way above our pay grade. But I just want to end with one paragraph from the Vilna Gaon. L'shoyne Azov Shal HaGoyin, and we're going to end with this. This Goyin is an Eiv. It's in Paragimel, Pasik, Chaf Aleph. It's one of the many places that the Goyin talks about the soidos of what Lev Yossin's going to be. So just picking up in the middle of a piece. He's talking about the word simcha. And he says that simcha has a very nuanced definition. It means to be happy. But it's a simcha pisoimus. It's like when somebody gets something very, very good and like his matzav changes and he's so excited, he's ecstatic. That's the word simcha. So there's many different lashonos of simcha, but the word simcha per se, that's the oimik. That's what it means. So the Goyin says like this. The Pasuk says, Nogilo v'nismacha boy. V'hasimcha tia al yidei hischachus chidushei Torah v'hiskalos imke soidoiseo ad enkeits. The simcha, the Nogilo v'nismacha boy, is going to come about al yidei chidushim in Torah and al yidei revelations in the secrets of the Torah. Listen to this. V'im hoya oineg ha'olam haba b'china achas v'almay me'echad. If the oineg and the enjoyment and the pleasure of olam haba would be one and the same from beginning to end, loy hoya ha'oineg v'hanoyam murgish rak b'tchilosoy b'hasagosoy oisoy, then the real enjoyment would be right at the beginning when a person gets it. But afterwards it would wear off. Like we see when it comes to olam hazeh, anything physical. If a person gets something, whatever it is in this world, something gishmak, so the minute he gets it, he feels great. But then afterwards it wears off. You're not able to maintain that level of enjoyment. Says the Vilna Gaon, that if you want to understand the tainik of olam haba, yeh noisef b'chol eis mitoisefes hasod. It's going to be a constant chiddush of oinig. You know, you think about olam haba. So these are from the things that you don't think about, right? Malamala, malamata. But the whole idea of nitzchias, that a person in olam haba, lenetzach nitzachim, it's never going to end. You're always going to be in this state of bliss. And it's almost an oxymoron, right? You can't be in a state of bliss forever. There's no such thing. Because at some point, it wears off. The Goyin is asking this kasha that subconsciously everyone's once asked themselves. The Vilna Goyin asks this kasha in Eiv. I mean, this is Yesoidei HaYesoidus, this Goyin. He says, what does it mean you're going to be in this constant state of bliss? I mean, come on, let's be real. At some point, it's going to get a little old. So, wow, you're always going to be in a state of ecstasy. No such thing. Says the Goyin, you're right. It's an excellent kasha. Because the reality is, the way Olam Haba is going to work, you're not going to be in this constant state of bliss. It's going to be nischadish to bliss over and over and over again. And it's going to be a matzev where you're constantly getting more and more and more. U'bechol pam, as you're getting more and more, what's going to happen is you're going to be nice, you're going to get more hasogos, and the simcha is going to be tiskaber. U'bechol pam noisev das l'das oisa yosef yosef. V'tiskaber tshukas ha'nefesh v'estabik bo yisbarach. V'tia oidefes v'hoileches rega achere rega. Says the Goyin. V'hu asher karu chazal sudas Lev Yossin. He says, that's what the sudas Lev Yossin is. U'bia Lev Yossin. What does the word Lev Yossin mean? He says, the Indian of it is dveikos. Or maybe another pasuk, hapam yilove ishi. Right? What does it mean, livyason? What is hapam yilove ishti? Miloshim baheftin. Right? To attach, to cleave. The idea of the livyason is miloshim levi. It's miloshim being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu habir livyason ze yotzarto lesachik boy. Rotzo loymar ki aschoik hi simcha pisoim nesamagas la'odam. Because schoik is like that word simcha. It's this blitz of simcha that all of a sudden overcomes a person. Lochein anachnu kashenovim v'nasig yidiyosa yisparach yidiyosa. Bria Chadasha. Bechol Pam BePesa Pisayim. In the next world, every minute is going to be another Chid. It's never going to get old. You know why? Because Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Chiddush. It's always going to be Nischadish. Levyason Zeh. This Levoya, this feeling of Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Lesachik Boy. It's going to be with the Simcha Pesoimis. It's going to be constantly renewed. And it's for that reason, Yitochen Loimah Lesachik, Shu Neufel Al Simcha Pesoimis, Adkan Dvar Vakdosh Mishal Avil Nagayin. So what is the Soidus of the Levyasin? I don't know. This is way above our pay grade, but the Goyin was Megalitas a little bit. In Perikimel and Iyev, he said, Levyasin is Miloshin Apan Yilove Ishti. It means to connect. It's going to be some level of dveikus. Schoik says the goyin is a simcha pesoimis, because that dveikus is going to constantly renew, and it's always going to be like, wow, it's incredible. Oh my, it's not shaykh, and over and over and over again. And it's never going to get old. Because, says the goyin, even simcha in the spiritual sense, you can hear that at some point, it becomes a little old. But this won't. You know why? Because you've levyason ze yotzarta lesachik boy. Because this feeling of levoya is going to be bibchinas schoik. That's a little bit of the oimik of what exactly sudas halevyason is. And we are going to stop here.